Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an update on what's going on with Hope Village, and also an update on two Eau Claire twin boys, brothers, who continue to battle a rare genetic brain disease. Plus, two golf outings for these great causes. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with a busy week for Hope Village. Earlier in the week, they held their ribbon cutting and open house for their new affordable housing units in front of the new sixplex unit. Chamber Ambassador Vice Chair Hannah Cowan with TrustPoint addressed the crowd.
Nearly 1 year ago, you'll remember in August 2024, it was hot, and we gathered here at the same place for our ribbon cutting to celebrate the groundbreaking of this affordable housing development, with Hope Village sharing the vision of this development with the community. Today, we are thrilled to return to Hope Village to see the vision come to life and now celebrate the official completion of a sixplex building and two duplex buildings designed to provide safe, dignified housing right here in our community. These new units will offer stable housing for those overcoming homelessness, as well as for members of our local workforce, the essential workers, caregivers, teachers, service providers, and others who help our community thrive, but often struggle to find affordable places to live. This project was made possible with funding from Hope Village's recent capital campaign and from the American Rescue Plan through the Home RHD program, helping bring hope and housing to those who need it most. This project is about more than buildings. It's about hope, opportunity, and neighbors looking out for one another.
That's Hannah Cowan again with TrustPoint, the Chamber Ambassador Vice Chair, speaking at the ribbon cutting this week for the new sixplex. And congratulations to Hope Village. And they, again, continue to do amazing work. What a 10 years it has been. And they're going to have their golf scramble coming up on Monday, July 28th. That is going to be at Whispering Pines in Cadott. It includes 18 holes, golf, cart, and food. A team of four, $400. Individuals, $100. The golf scramble, you can learn more at their website, HopeVillageChippewaFalls.org. That's HopeVillageChippewaFalls.org. Also, an update for you this evening on a past story regarding Grady and Jace Bender. They are twin brothers of Aaron and Dustin Bender of Eau Claire. The boys were diagnosed with a rare genetic brain disease known as PECAN. PECAN is a progressive disease that affects 1 to 3 individuals per million worldwide and causes iron accumulations in parts of the brain that control motor function. This cruel disease steals one's ability to walk, talk, eat, and breathe and causes recurring painful muscle contractions and dystonia. There's currently no known cure, but there is research that shows promising results in genetic therapies. The Binders, Aaron and Dustin, will be hosting their own golf tournament fundraiser called Miracles for Grady and Jace coming up in Dallas, Wisconsin on Saturday, August 16th, with registration beginning at 8, shotgun start at 9. That's $60 per person or $240 for a team of four. And that includes 9 holes of golf, a cart, and a pulled pork lunch, and all the proceeds going toward medical expenses, a wheelchair transport van, and or treatment. And we'll tell you more about that later in this broadcast. But earlier this week, I caught up with Erin Binder and asked her to update us on the condition of her sons, Grady and Jace.
Grady and Jace were diagnosed in 2023 with a rare genetic disorder called PECAN. And that progresses, and they end up losing a lot of motor control due to iron buildup in the brain. So they're currently, they've lost their ability to walk, talking. Also for Jace, and then Grady can kind of say some things, but it is difficult. Eating is a challenge. Jace received a G-tube in October, so we're actually doing full meals as of a couple months ago with the G-tube. He was able to just supplement with the G-tube, but it is now full-time use. And he's actually had a lot of issues just in the last beginning of June with his mouth dystonia and his jaw clenching, biting the insides of his cheek, and it just clenches down harder when he feels pain. So we're trying to use some medications and Botox to try to relieve the muscle to loosen that up to help him to be able to open his mouth again. It's been a hard couple months here, but we're just pushing forward and trying what we can to help them.
So a hard couple of years, but even harder yes. couple of months for you.
Yes.
Aaron Binder says
Gritty so far has not had the oral issues as Jace has, but he does have issues with his feet and hands, just overall muscle weakness throughout also.
And so what are you hearing from the medical community in terms of their continued efforts toward trying to find an answer for this?
We had a lady that... a mom, a pecan mom, she, her son was diagnosed, a 3-year-old boy at the time, just a couple months after our boys were diagnosed. And she has actually paved the way for two universities to come together. One specializes in gene therapy, the other one specializes in the disease itself, pecan. And so they are trying to come, they're actually on their third phase of getting the gene therapy or developing the gene therapy. So the last phase is phase 4, and that should be completed hopefully in 2026, like the second half of 2026. There's also something that Oregon University, OHSU, was working on for years that they finally got sent to the FDA that had shown promise to the cells, but they only tested it for safety, so that we know it's safe, but we don't know exactly what will come of that once it's given, like how, if it'll reverse things. They believe it'll slow regression. They're not sure about stopping or reversing, but, and that is called the COASY. And so we're just waiting on the FDA for that.
But, I mean, with your boys being the age they are and facing the challenges, I mean, is it as just can't imagine these, you know, but, I mean, is it like a race against time? I mean, you're hoping, you're praying for, you know, continued progress. It seems like they are making some and they seem to have hope, but, you know, for Grady and Jace, you know, it can't happen soon enough, right?
Exactly. We definitely would rather have it sooner than later.
Tell us about the Miracles for Grady and Jace golf tournament coming up August 16th, starting at 8 in the morning in Dallas.
Yes. So August 16th, 8 a.m. is registration, 9 a.m. is start time. They're doing 9 holes for raising money, obviously, for either medical expense or possibility of a transport van as they outgrow their wheelchairs. We will need more room for them in a different vehicle. And just if one of these treatments comes available, insurance usually doesn't pick stuff up really fast. So we're hoping we can have funds to try to do something that, which, I mean, gene therapy is millions of dollars, so that's a big expense, but just to have something available if we need to go to another country to get something, or because they are working on something in Poland. And
in what country did you say?
Poland.
Okay.
We don't know exactly what, but we know they're doing a trial there with families there. And there's two other places. There's a lot. I feel like there's a lot of people working on stuff. It's just trying to get it out there fast enough.
Yeah.
Yale and St. Jude are also working on things too. But those are a couple years out yet or more. But anyway, so going back to the tournament, from like noon to four, we'll have like sandwiches available if anybody wants to stop out, just to, like, if they don't want to golf, they can come in and take part in any of the raffles or have lunch.
Sure. Yeah. Live auction by Sweet Knutson and Ravel Buckets and going on. And but the big thing in terms of the golf tournament, do you know any idea? $60 per person, $240 for a group of four. You get the nine hole, the event, the pulled pork lunch included. So, and it's for a fantastic cause, right?
Yeah.
The Binders also have a third son, 10-year-old Owen.
He is fine. He is a carrier, but he is not. He does not have a disease like Grady and Jace. Mm-hmm. So he is basically like Dad and I. Like, we both carry the gene. He's had a lot of growing the last few years with all the trips we've had to make for going to specialty places and conferences and their Make-A-Wish trips. And he's definitely grown a lot through what's been going on and learning a lot of things that not every kid has to learn or understand. And so, and some things are still like, you know, he doesn't quite understand yet, but,
But that's challenging too. I mean, for you and Dustin, I'm sure, in terms of giving him, you know, the attention and just trying to navigate all that, right?
Yeah.
And so if you're inclined to take part in the Miracles for Grady and Jace Golf Tournament coming up August 16th at Pinecrest Golf Course in Dallas, Wisconsin, how can you register?
We have the QR code, or you can email me. There is an email, I believe, on the flyer, miraclesforgradyandjace@gmail.com, and we can get you pre-registered. We are trying to get people's names on there to get to reserve spots, so the sooner the better.
Again, Miracles for Grady and Jace Golf Tournament coming up on Saturday, August 16th. Registration begins at 8. The shotguns start at 9. $60 per person or $240 for a team of four. The registration fee includes nine holes of golf, a cart, and a pulled pork lunch. All proceeds going toward medical expenses, a wheelchair, transport van, and or treatment. Again, Pinecrest Golf Course in Dallas, Wisconsin. You can email your registration, miraclesforgradyandjace@gmail.com, miraclesforgradyandjace@gmail.com, or you can contact Pinecrest Golf Course for more information. And even before that, all the best to the Golf Scramble going on July 28th at Whispering Pines in Cadott to benefit Hope Village in Chippewa Falls. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.